I love drama, let me say that for a start. And there's a particular group of writers in the United States. They call themselves the Skit Guys. And they write the most wonderful scripts. And occasionally they have some of the most wonderful actors playing the parts. So I'm going to show you a video in a moment. But just to set the context, we were watching on YouTube 2 weeks ago when we had the story of Zechariah in the temple. Do you remember? And the angel coming, and this piece of drama kind of imagines what might have happened when Zechariah, dumb because the angel took away his power of speech, arrives home with Elizabeth. That doesn't need more than that.
Here we go. What do you mean you can't speak? You put that down and talk to me, Zechariah. You went to the temple to burn incense, and now you can't speak. Oh, because you doubt. What does that even mean? You doubted what an angel told you. Oh, now it's all making sense. Are you feeling all right? Huh? Maybe you should sit down. Oh, I should sit down. Listen, whatever game you're playing, I really wanted to stop, Zechariah. It isn't funny. This isn't funny, Zechariah. An angel told you this. The angel said that our prayers have been heard. That you, my love, will bear a son. Joy and gladness, and that many will rejoice at his birth. He will be like Elijah. He will prepare our people for the Lord. We will call him Zechariah, yes?
We're going to break our Bible reading down into two halves, and we're going to have the first part of that now.
It's from Luke, starting at verse 39 in chapter 1. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. There she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promise in her."
Thank you. The next part of the reading, the reason why I wanted to pause there for a moment, is because sometimes it's worth looking at these things through a slightly different lens. The Magnificat, the Song of Mary, which follows Elizabeth's greeting, is a happy song, but it's also a liberation theology text. Back in the 80s, a government in El Salvador and Guatemala banned the reading in public of the Magnificat, Mary's song, because it presented the possibility of the powerful being laid low. The junta in Argentina tried to ban the mothers of the disappeared from using Mary's song as a rallying call. This is silencing the longest speech of a woman in the entire Bible. Evensong in the Book of Common Prayer has the Magnificat. And yet Archbishop William Temple, as he sent priests out to India, sent them with the instruction that they should not read or sing Mary's song. And in fact, it was only as the Union flag was, the Union Jack, the British flag, was taken down that Gandhi, not a Christian, suggested that Mary's song be spoken. So we'll have the Magnificat.
Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.
Thank you. Our daughter Samantha once said of living in our house, it's like living in a musical. It's one of the things that we do. We will, if we're happy, or I mean, I must admit, one of the great sources of happiness, and you saw one of them on the opening screen, that was Harry, our three-legged Derbyshire boy, are our cats. And we'll sing to our cats because they make us happy. They welcome us when we arrive home. A happy song. They often, I'm ashamed to admit, might start off with words like a hymn, but then we'll put our own words to it as well. I don't know. What do you do when you're feeling kind of exuberant, happy, or as a little boy, I used to squeak when I was excited. Just something. Maybe some people do a happy dance. You're never going to want to see that from me. This is a wonderful picture of these two ladies. Elizabeth, who for those days was kind of advancing in years and yet finds herself 6 months pregnant. And Mary, her cousin, really maybe a little young, arriving also pregnant. And the Holy Spirit has filled Elizabeth, and John, the baby in her womb, has leapt for joy. And there's this outpouring of welcome from Elizabeth. Something marvellous is happening. And we then hear Mary putting together her own happy song. Most of the words in Magnificat come out of the Old Testament. Well, they wouldn't come out of the New Testament. Come out of the Old Testament. And she's put them together as this song of wonder and song of praise. The one that has long promised is coming. Emmanuel, God with us, is coming. The problem is, I guess, that we hear this story year on year, and maybe some of the excitement and the joy and the wonder and the awe gets lost with, well, the busyness of the season. I said to somebody earlier this week, the danger is seeing the wood, well, you can't see the wood for the Christmas trees. It's just a lot. But as we approach Christmas this year, open your ears to that happy song and maybe join in. I mean, it prefigures who Jesus is going to be and who God is. If this Christmas you're going to find it difficult because you're going to be lonely. And it just brings back memories of things that are still raw and losses. Know that Emmanuel, God with us, is also with you right now. Jesus promised, didn't he, as he just before he was taken up into heaven at the end of his time of ministry, I will be with you to the very end of the age. Hold on to that. Even if maybe it's pushing it to sing a happy song. Know that Emmanuel, God with us, is with you. I just pray that blessing upon each one of you now, that this Christmas you may know the closeness of Emmanuel. May the Holy Spirit be released into your minds and your hearts. And may you jump for joy. Amen.